The topic of this year is tshuva and lashon hara, how to repent and how to be motivated to repent for lashon hara. The main idea of tshuva starts with charata, with regret and remorse. That both motivates a person to want to do tshuva, and it also is one of the components of tshuva itself. The Vilna Gaon explains that in every sin there are two components. There's the din, the punishment and detriment caused by the sin itself, and then there's the cheshbon, that which a person could have been doing with that same thing or in that same time for the good in a productive manner. Realizing that lashon hara has both in it a din, the idea of something very detrimental, and a cheshbon, that with that same vehicle, speech, and the use of one's mouth, one can do tremendously positive things, should be enough of an incentive to want a person to repent for the sin of lashon hara. After we complete Shmona Esrei, where we have used our mouth and our speech to communicate directly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we then say, Elokai nitzor lishoni meira usfasai medaber mirma. We turn to the Rabban Shlom and ask him to help us protect our mouths from speaking that which is deceitful and speaking lashon hara. Once we've realized how valuable our mouth is as a tool and a vehicle to be able to be used to speak directly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's at that point that we realize how terrible it is to use it in the opposite direction, to take that mouth and sully it and defile it with lashon hara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, based on the verse in Iyov, Adam la'amal yulad, man was created to toil. And the Gemara then says, and I don't know whether he was created to toil b'malacha, with work, physical toil, or ba'amal peh, or to toil with his mouth. When the pasuk says, ki ikaf alav pihu, refers to the mouth, I know that the toil referred to is toil with the mouth. And I still don't know, says the Gemara, whether that is toiling b'sicha, with conversation, with talk, or ba'amal Torah, or to use his mouth to learn Torah. When it says, the Pasuk refers to Torah itself. The Chafetz Chaim, whose yahrzeit we are observing, explains this Gemara in the following way. Man was created to toil. Toil means that man was created imperfect, and he has to perfect himself and the world around him. And there are many ways of perfecting the world. God created an imperfect world that needs to be perfected. And this is illustrated by the question that Turnus Rufus HaRosha once asked Rabbi Akiva, and that is that what's better, what God makes or what man makes? He expected Rabbi Akiva to say that which God makes is better than what man makes. And then he would have attacked him and said, if that's the case, then we non-Jews who are uncircumcised, like God made us, are better than you Jews who are circumcised, like a Mohel made you. Rabbi Akiva answered him to his surprise that what's better is what man makes, not what God makes. Turnus Rufus asked, is that possible? He said, sure. You're going home to eat lunch. Your wife made bread and cake, and God made the grain. What's better? Obviously, the bread and the cake. The meaning being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on purpose, created an imperfect world that needs to be perfected in a physical way, and man is responsible to make those perfections, to bring the world to its fruition, and in that way also perfect himself, as along with perfecting the world. That, says the Chafetz Chaim, is amal malacha, physical perfection of the world. And that is an important thing, but it's not the main thing. Better than that is amal sicha. A person uses his mouth to daven. That is a very productive thing in perfecting himself and perfecting the world. He also uses his mouth and his speech to encourage other people, to praise Hashem and to share praise and recognition of Hashem with others, and to praise and strengthen those good and positive things in the world. And that is called sicha. Sicha is related to the word siach, a bush, a plant. When a person speaks positive things, so he spreads the seeds that will grow into very substantive things. That's also in a very important way of developing the world and perfecting the world. But the Gemara concludes that the main perfection of man and the world is Amal Torah, where a person uses his mouth for the most noble, sublime thing, and that is for the learning of Torah, which keeps the entire world going and gives the world substance and continued existence. And also, every word of Torah connects a person to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is, in fact, that which makes man special over all other creations, that when the Torah says, Vayehi ha'adam l'nefesh chaya, that man became a living soul, the Targum says, l'nefesh mamalala, a soul that can talk, that can speak, that can communicate, and bring out all of these spiritual things to the external. That's why it's called Lashon, from the idea of Lash. Lash is one of the 39 Malachas of Shabbos, where a person takes a solid and a liquid, mixes them together, and makes a compound. Similarly, the tongue mixes the highest and most deep spiritual part of the thoughts of man and connects them to the airwaves, makes them into speech, and brings them outside that others can also hear them and understand them and benefit from them. So this is the greatness that man can use his mouth, his speech, in communication, in Torah, in Tefillah. This is the cheshbon of Lashon Hara. Look what you could have been using your speech and your mouth for when you were using it for the opposite, using it for the negative, using it for Lashon Hara. And therefore, on the negative side, just like Talmud Torah is keneged kulam, Talmud Torah is the most sublime way of using one's speech, and that is equal to all the mitzvahs. Lashon Hara is also keneged kulam, the Yerushalmi says. Lashon Hara is equal to all the sins. It's using your mouth and your speech in the most despicable way, the antithesis of Talmud Torah. And on that negative side, there are two atonements that were given in the Beis HaMikdash for Lashon Hara. One was the ketores, the incense, and the other was the me'il, the shirt that the Kohen Gadol wore that had bells and pomegranates on the bottom of it that made noise. And the Gemara explains that the ketores atoned for silent Lashon Hara, and the me'il atoned for Lashon Hara should be called audible Lashon Hara. Perhaps the idea is there are two damages that one does when he speaks Lashon Hara. One is with the audible voice, that which damages the person spoken about, and that which damages the person who listens and accepts the Lashon Hara. So with his audible speech, he causes two damages that he needs atonement for. But there's also the silent killer that's involved in Lashon Hara. That which destroys himself, the person who says the Lashon Hara, destroys his humanity, destroys his neshama, destroys that which makes him a human being, his speech, and by using it in such a despicable way, in such a detrimental way, he actually destroys his neshama and ends up being a walking dead man, which is what a metzora is. A person who speaks Lashon Hara gets tzoras. He becomes a person whose skin is basically dead. He's basically a person who is functioning like a living person, but basically spiritually dead. On Rosh Hashanah, we are going to be using our mouths and our speech for the davening, the extra long davening of Musaf of Rosh Hashanah with 9 brachas. We're going to be using our mouths to fulfill the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar. On Yom Kippur, we are again going to be using our mouth for Vidui Peh, for the verbal confession, which is the essence of the mitzvah of Tshuva, the essence of Yom Kippur. And that should give us an understanding of how important a vehicle and a medium our mouths are and our speech is in being able to secure atonement and be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu through prayer and through Tkiyah Shofar to be able to get God's mercy. If we understand that, then in preparation for Rosh Hashanah, we should make sure that those mouths and that speech are as pure as they can be, that they should be able to be a defense attorney for us and not, Rachmana Litzlan, a blemished prosecutor. We all should be zoche that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam should give us, if we speak in a way that represents the highest ideals of what a human being is, we use our mouths and our speech properly, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should say to us, Solachti Kidvorecha, we all should be zoche to a good happy, healthy year of life and peace and health and all good spiritually, physically, and materially. Aksiva v'chasima tova. We should see this year end with all of its curses and a new year begin with all of its brachas, a year of the u'ula shleima b'mheirav yomeinu. Amen.